Hey, this is John.
And this is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best and Nintendo podcast on the internet. It's the Pokemon Show for the month of March 2024. And we are just a week out from Pokemon Day. There was a little Pokemon video that the Pokemon Company and Game Freak put out for Pokemon Day, which is February 27th, celebrating the anniversary of the release of Pokemon Red and Green in Japan. So we'll talk about what they showed there. But before we get into that, Ryan, how's Pokemon Go?
All good here. I've been playing more. Actually, literally just today turned in level 45. I am now level 45, you guys.
Oh shit, what's the max level these days?
It's still 50. Like it's been 50 for maybe a couple years now. Very, very difficult to get to level 50 because it is quite a grind. You know, right now it requires 15.5 million experience to get from 45 to 46, and then there's all these other achievements you have to hit along the way to do it. It's 15 million is just a number. If you don't play the game a lot, it's hard to quantify exactly what that means in terms of getting experience. It means it'll probably take me maybe 3 months from now. I'll probably be getting to 46.
So what is it that you can do at level 50 that you can't do at level 45?
Not all that much, actually.
Okay.
It's just for bragging rights. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's largely bragging rights, and it's also kind of an excuse to keep playing. It's something to keep you kind of invested in it daily. I know a lot of people are just already level 50, have hit that level cap. And, I'm sure at some point they'll increase the level cap to 55 or 60, and at which point you'll work towards that. If you have a starter account and you're like level 35, the maximum you can build a character, like the maximum that you can increase a character's stats is to your level at 35. But if I remember correctly, once you get to level 40, it opens it up so that you can max it out all the way to 50. So I think that's the case. I guess I could check real quick on something that I've maybe maxed out and see if it lets me make it that much stronger. But at any rate, yeah, you can always eke out that extra little bit of strength on them the higher the level you are. But yeah, other than that, it's just cool. It's just cool to be a higher level and having other things. Like, as for what's been happening, like, day and date of the game, we actually did just come off of a really big event for that whole, you know, like, Pokemon week or whatever it was. They unveiled the new forms of, what is it, Palkia and Dialga from Arceus? You know how they have those, like, crazy new forms that are available in Pokemon Arceus?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get them in the game now through raids and in certain events. And I wasn't able to get both of them shiny, but I got one of them shiny, so I was happy about that. Also, at the time they were doing the Lake Trio, was just sort of showing up everywhere. So, I was able to get Uxie, Mispirit, and Azelf all shiny. I got a shiny regional Quillfish, and I've actually had really good shiny luck lately of just finding random stuff around. I got a Shadow Machop, which is shiny, which is very, very rare. A Blitzel, a Carnivine, a Clauncher, you know, just some fun stuff. Oh, and that poison mythical Poiple or whatever, that one's now going around. There's just been so much happening. It's been kind of crazy. I think the last community they had was for Chansey, which, like, I don't really, like, I'm not crazy about. I mean, Chansey's great to have one, and it's nice to have one that's really strong in the game, but it's not useful as an attacker. It's really just, like, meant to be a tank that holds down gyms, if you're into that thing. Had a Rocket Takeover. There's been a lot of stuff. There's just been a lot of interesting things happening in Pokemon Go, so if you're not keeping up with it, you know, now's the time. If you have unlimited data plan on your phone, you might as well. I mean, don't you guys have phones? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, it flips open, and then I have to, like, press the doink key a couple times to get the right letter when I text. Mm-hmm.
Although I can't get it to load in my BlackBerry Storm.
That's tough. You have to turn the radial. You have to use the radial thing in the middle and then select the letter you want, and then you tap it in.
Oh, that's
stupid little ball thing.
And it's the little E, the little E mark, the little dash above the E in Pokemon makes it so much harder to find. Doesn't it, you guys?
I actually did recently watch that movie, BlackBerry, which maybe we'll talk about on the mini show.
I loved amusing. It. I thought it was
good. Fun.
Yeah. Was it Glenn Howerton? Mm-hmm. Steals that movie.
And
he's the
Jay Baruchel, who I thought was really good too.
Yeah, he's great in it.
Wes, how's Pokemon Unite?
It's good. I got back into it. I've been playing a lot of the game lately.
I've noticed, and you've been using like the Discord group for your chat, which is cool. But every time you jump in there to do like your chat for Pokemon Unite, you know, whatever else you're chatting about, there are people in the Discord group like, who is that? What is going on here?
It's like, this is not what this is made for.
Well, no, I think there are just people who are surprised that someone's actually using the voice channel.
Yeah, for Pokemon, too. So it still works with the Discord because it's a Nintendo Discord. It still fits in there.
Yeah.
It's not like we're playing League of Legends or anything like that and using the Nintendo Discord for it. Pokemon Unite's a lot of fun. I got my buddy John into it. He played it a little bit, but like literally, like level 1, level 2, trainer level, like he barely did anything. So I got him more into it, and we've been playing a lot lately, which is pretty cool. It's the same. It's pretty much Unite.
Still playing as Cramorant?
Yeah, I still play as Cramorant. Cramorant's
that's
great.
Delightful.
I've been playing a lot of different guys lately because I've been playing with John, so we've just been playing standard and not like ranked or anything like that. And so I've just been pretty much like use whoever I want. I don't care. So I've been trying out a bunch of different guys that I haven't really used before. Right now, my favorite is Mimikyu. He's just a lot of fun in the game. He's just a bully. Just deals stupid damage for no reason. But they got this Tinkaton mode, which is kind of like a PvE mode. You pair with people and you protect Tinkaton while different like waves of Pokemon are coming to try to beat them up. So you're just fighting off the waves and everything like that. And the interesting thing about that event is by completing it, you get these little points, and you spend the points to power up your Pokemon for in the Tinkaton mode, because there's different tiers. There's like casual, intermediate, expert, and then like a really hard one or whatever. And once you beat one level, you get to the next one. But if you don't invest points in the abilities to power up your dudes, you just get one-shot by the regular mobs, and so you can't contribute to the actual thing. But that mode's a lot of fun. And they got an event going on right now that these events are weird. It's the Maraidon event, because he just came out for Pokemon Unite. And it's... you get this little map with spaces, like a board game, and you roll a dice and you move them in spaces. But if you don't get a high roll, you can spend their in-game currency that you build up by playing the game to roll it, and it guarantees a higher roll, and you move further. But by completing one section of the map, you get 100 sandwiches from Scarlet Violet. And it costs 1,000 sandwiches to unlock him, but they give you one die a day.
And okay.
You can get some other dice some other way. It's a really weird event. You can't even roll multiple dice without completing missions in between dice rolls. It's really weird. I'm at like four. No, I'm at 500 die right now. I'm at 500 sandwiches right now. And I do not know if I'm going to be able to get to 1,000. I just don't understand this event well enough to get enough of these dice to do this stupid thing. I don't know. It's such a weird, like, events and thing in order to unlock Maraidon for free, but it's a free Pokemon.
I mean, you gotta respect a game that uses sandwiches as currency.
Yeah, come on. They released Gyarados. Nobody uses them. I never see a Gyarados. They got two different kinds of Mewtwos. I only typically see the one Mewtwo, the one that I forget which mode is. The one that turns into the fighting mode. The one that looks like Mewtwo. Whatever that one is, like why, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I see that one a lot.
I have the list here in front of me. I see, Maraidon, Gyarados, and Metagross are the most recent ones.
Metagross is a beast. He's kind of my main right now. When I play like ranked and stuff, I just play Metagross. He's got the two moves I like with him is going to be Magnet Rise. He rises up in the air, gets a little bit of a movement speed, and then whenever you attack somebody, as long as you're still floating during that time frame, he'll slam on them and give them a brief stun, and then a Meteor Punch or whatever, I forget what it's called, where it's just a little line and then a big hit. The guy's just a beat. Just a beast. He's just brute force. That's all he is. It's great. But, you know, it's a fun game. It's a lot going on with it.
What about Trevenant? What's your take on Trevenant?
Trevenant is really annoying because he's one of the tankier one of the defenders. He's just a brute. I've been using that a lot. They're just a brute. They're a beast. Trevenant has, like, pain split and horn attack? I don't know. He's hard to... Maybe that one. He's hard to kill. And he just sticks around for a while. It's really annoying to deal with him.
It looks like there's about four, maybe five different Eevees. What's your favorite Eevee?
The best Eevee... The one that I like using the most is Glaceon. He's a lot of fun. The best one... People don't really play the Eevees too much anymore. They were really strong for a while. And then they kind of like... got nerfed, I think.
Espeon and Glaceon, Leafeon, Umbreon is in here, I see. Mm-hmm.
So none of the three regular Eevees, Jolteon, Flareon, Vaporeon, they're not in there.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other evolutions on are.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I probably would say Glaceon. Now, my personal opinion is the strongest of them. Just a pure attacker. And he's about building up these little ice shards. And then with one ability, you shoot all the ice shards and deals a lot of damage. That's really it to him.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What about Buzzwole?
Buzzwole's annoying because he has a couple of abilities where he just dashes around. And one ability that isn't very strong but can be really annoying is the Leech Life one, where he dashes in, hits somebody. Both of you can't move, and he just deals a little bit of damage to you over time and then heals from it. So he's really annoying because he just lives through everything after you just wailed on him. So it's kind of bothersome. But yeah, he's good.
Should move over to the...
You guys should try it. John played it a little bit when it first came out. I still, like, when I invite my other buddy, John, and he's going to invite his friend, John, to play with us. So my friend's list is going to consist of three Johns.
Hopefully it's like a J-O-H-N and a J-E-A-N.
Yeah, they're J-O-H-Ns.
Oh, okay.
Oh, heretics.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just J-O-H-Ns.
Why are you calling them heretics, though? Like, the disciple spelled his name J-O-H-N. You're the one that's the heretic. I'm going to call you out right now. Yeah, seriously.
Well, should we talk about this Pokemon Presents thing?
Yeah, let's knock it out. There was a lot going on with that.
Pokemon, I think we probably talked about this last year, too. These Pokemon Presents usually have the unfortunate position of following relatively close behind Nintendo Direct, and Nintendo usually puts out a Direct somewhere in, like, late January, early February. This time it was just a partner Direct, and it wasn't, like, a tremendous Direct or anything, but it was all right. But the Pokemon Presents kind of follow a similar format, but they feel very much like an old-style Nintendo Direct, where you have some people who are going to, like, be on camera and talk at you for a minute and then show a few things. And they're obligated, it seems, to, every time they do one of these things, is give updates on all of their mobile stuff. Pokemon Masters, Pokemon Cafe Remix, Pokemon Sleep, all of, like, their mobile game stuff. And it was kind of funny that, like, a lot of these mobile game things had, like, little Gen 2 representations, like the legendary cats in Pokemon Sleep, or Silver showing up as a trainer in Pokemon Masters, and little drops here and there about stuff related to Johto.
I mean, which is that didn't really up like on anything. That's not next
really
on the list or anything. It's just randomly here's Johto.
Yeah, it seemed to be apropos of nothing. Here's as much as Johto stuff.
I feel like this time around they did rein it in a bit. I don't know if I've got it right. I feel like the last one was like 20 minutes long, maybe even longer, and this one's much brisker. I feel like they probably got the notes like, hey, we don't need this thing to be
Yeah, for sure. They breezed through a lot of their mobile stuff pretty quickly, and they didn't spend any time on like Pokemon World Championship, which was something that they spent like 5 minutes on last time. But they did spend a significant amount of time on the Pokemon trading card game for mobile devices, which I think is pretty cool. Like, I don't know that I'll engage with it, but it's kind of neat to like have like this digital collection of Pokemon cards and be able to get free pulls every day. I can see people getting really into that, and that's probably what they're counting on, is people who just get really into collecting these digital trading cards and buying expansion packs. That's how they're going to make their money.
I probably also like to keep people into it as an actual game and not just a collector thing, but like to actually, it seems like it's a much more user-friendly way to actually play around with somebody.
For sure.
You know, as opposed to like hauling around physical cards and then, you know, playing with them and shit. So I feel like that's got to be a little bit better.
Yeah, it is cool that, you know, you can actually play the game. And like you're saying, not have to carry your stuff around and not have to like physically move around stuff in your deck, have card protectors and all that shit. You can just have your digital collection and like display. And they're using like cards with pretty intricate artwork, and they were showing like actually going like deeper into the card and taking a look at some of like the background artwork and stuff, which I think is pretty cool. It looks like they're putting a good amount of love and care into this as a product, so pretty neat. And of course, the big announcement was the Pokemon Legends ZA, which they didn't show any like actual gameplay for. They didn't really go into any sort of major detail about what the game actually is, but it does have the Legends moniker, like Legends Arceus did. So there might be some things that we can sort of deduce from it having that title. I think it is pretty cool. Like it is based in the Kalos region, specifically in Lumiose City, the big central city in that game. I think it is pretty cool that they're giving it the Z in the title there, because after Pokemon X and Y came out, there was a lot of speculation for years afterwards, like, okay, they're going to do a third version. They're going to call it Z, and it's going to have to do with Zygarde, the third legendary Pokemon in that game. So it's a nice little nod. But what'd you guys think of this announcement of a game that we don't really know what it is yet?
I mean, I think nothing about it yet, because we don't know anything on it yet.
I'm excited for it, and I think it's absolutely a curveball. I think everybody had already penciled in something was going to happen with Unova, and then they're kind of skipping ahead a little bit. I'm sure in sort of the short term context, they're skipping ahead. I imagine we'll see Unova back in some format very soon, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think the general pattern has been they do a remake on one per platform, like when they do like full remakes of old games. So, you know, Gen 1 got a remake on the GBA, Gen 2 got a remake on the DS, Gen 3 gets the remake on the 3DS, and Gen 4 we got on the Switch. So I don't think we'll see a Gen 5 remake until, you know, whatever is after the Switch, whenever that comes. So I wasn't really expecting a Gen 5 remake at this point, but this was like a nice little announcement, especially like I was appreciative of the fact that they're like, hey, this is until next year, so it seems like they're gonna, you know, take their time with it and hopefully have a really polished product when they release it.
But yeah,
I mean,
like
people are still gonna complain about it no matter what, so I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, that's just the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
No, they're not going to avoid that. They're not going to be able to escape that.
Not every game can be Power-World.
But yeah, Gen 6 for me was like, honestly, I really did not play a lot of Gen 5. You know, in retrospect, I've gone back and played them. But it was actually, you know, Gen 6 and Kalos that really got me back into playing Pokemon. So I have a real soft spot for that generation of the game, for X and Y specifically. And then, oh my god, like Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, which were essentially built on the same thing. I think that is, to me, like peak Pokemon. That is the best run of content they've made for Pokemon, was that what year and a half when all those games came out.
I mean, for me, I really loved in Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, how every route, it pretty much like showed you, okay, these are the Pokemon that you can catch here. Like, give you a little miniature checklist for every route that you go to. It made it really fun to go around and collect everything. But like we were saying, we don't really know much about what this Pokemon Legends ZA is going to be. They did put out some information on social media saying it's a Pokemon adventure that will take place entirely within Lumio City. The sort of Legends title seems to indicate that it will take place maybe previous to the Kalos games. So maybe it has something to do with like some town building in Lumio City, or like maybe be like Pokemon Legends Arceus, where every zone of the city is sort of broken into zones that you're going to be going into and exploring with whatever Pokemon partners that you have with you.
That'd be interesting, but depending on how big they want to make the city, because I mean,
right.
In the game, it wasn't in the original, it wasn't that big, but
right.
Depends on how big they want to make the city on this.
Yeah, it's true. Like they'd have to get a little bit. Have a little bit of creative license with the scale of it, which, you know, they did with Legends Arceus as well. You know, the Sinnoh region in Diamond Pearl wasn't as big as the Hisuian region in Legends Arceus. So, you know, they've taken those creative licenses before. But I don't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing what sort of direction they take these, because, like, Legends Arceus was such a nice like departure from the typical formula, with keeping like the same sort of spirit of the, you know, mainline games, where they just made it really fun to go out there and collect a bunch of stuff and fill out your Pokedex and explore the areas that you were in. I'm pretty excited for what they're going to be doing with this Legends Z game.
What do you think they're going to do for the starters?
Who knows if they'll even have starters, you know? Maybe they mix it up like they did with Legends Arceus, where they have different ones from different generations mixed in.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, which three from the generations would you like to see as this one's?
All water starters. I don't know. Well, in Legends Arceus, who did they... They had Cyndaquil. Mm-hmm. They had Rowlet.
And they had Oshawott.
Okay, so what was that, like a Gen 2, a Gen 5, and a Gen 7? I don't know. So they didn't really have a Gen 4 starter in there. I don't think he got the Gen... Well, he got all the other starters later on. I don't know. But I'm excited to see what they do with some of the extra mechanics that were brought into Gen 6, specifically Mega Evolutions.
I'm so glad that that's coming back. I really think it's the best... iteration of these. Every generation has to do something new, and I think it gives them a chance to kind of go back and revisit Pokemon in a way that they haven't. And any particular Pokemon you guys want to see Megas of? Like, I know there's a handful I wanted to mention as being
Mewtwo Z.
I meant like Gen 6.
Yeah, I don't think you were talking about new ones. Like, let's invent some right now.
Yeah,
I want to see. I want to see
that'd be delightful.
I want to see Talonflame. I want to see Talonflame get a Mega. That would be for
that'd
real.
Be good.
I want to see Florges get a Mega.
Go-Goat
would be sick. Hawlucha, Klefki, Dedenne, all one forms, all totally underutilized. Like, I mean, yeah, Aegislash. I mean, you could give it a Mega, but like, it's already kind of baller. It'd be fun to see them do it with Pokemon that people forget exist, like Avalug or Heliolisk or something.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting if they gave a Mega Evolution to a middle form, like a Sligoo. Like, no. Don't evolve this, because then you won't be able to Mega evolve it.
Well, I would hope not. Well, and again, some of these already got stuff. Like, again, Avalug too, but like Goodra already has its Hisuian forms.
It's true.
Like, why would you know you give it to something that's already got something special going on with it, as opposed to giving it to, you know, like your boy Clawitzer? why not Clawitzer? What'd he ever do to you?
Why the hell not Clawitzer?
Yeah. I think it's kind of a sneaky fun generation of Pokemon. It's it would be cool to see them do that, and honestly, it'd be cool to see them just stick with the starters from this generation and give them all Megas. It'd be fun to see something happen there.
Yeah. Oh shit, I had something in my head and now it's escaped me.
Was it Bunnelby? Were you really excited about seeing Bunnelby again?
I'm pretty excited to see Bunnelby again. but you know, there are, like you're saying, like starting with Gen 6 and then moving forward, they always tried to do like this sort of little extra battle mechanic. And like you're saying, I don't think any of them were as successful as Mega Evolutions, because Mega Evolutions are cool because, you know, it's it takes your held item slot, and you can do it once per fight, but then it's persistent throughout that fight. You can withdraw that Pokemon and then throw it back out as the in its Mega form as the battle goes on. Whereas, you know, things like Z-moves, you get to use it like once per fight, and it's like just a big shot to do tons of damage or something. It seems like with every generation after that, they're trying to rebuild that sort of success without doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And like Gigantamax Pokemon and Terra Raids and stuff, and like they're all, you know, neat little ideas, but I don't think they have like the staying power that something like a Mega Evolution would have. Have you tried to get your 7-star Venusaur? Because they're doing all three of the Kanto starters for Terra Raids?
No, I have not. I honestly have not been playing much Scarlet Violet.
Neither have I. With.
I need to get back to it.
I don't know. Like the Terra Raid battles like that were, you know, there's a good way to churn some good items, but I don't care if I have a flying type Venusaur. Like, what the hell will that ever do for me?
I'd rather really just play through another run of Sword and Shield.
Right.
It was just a cleaner version, in my opinion. Just the open world's really cool, but I just like the structure of a regular format Pokemon game.
Ryan, how far did you get in the Indigo Disc DLC? Did you finish out the final expansion?
Actually, no, I don't think I did. Again, it's my problem with that game is that every time I boot it up, rather than just doing the quest objective, I just keep doing shiny hunting, and it's a terrible habit I have. But yeah, I think I've done two of the four fights, like two of the four like kids, like the chef kid and the other one.
Those are like gym battles or Elite Four battles that you got to go through.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, oh, and I got and then I got down the whole rabbit hole of trying to max out all of the different regions to get the starters, and then doing all of the item stuff, like the item maker, which was just like, you know, just the worst kind of gacha machine.
Yeah, there are a lot of mechanics in that DLC that get pretty grindy. You know, the item maker and having to churn through all of your chores to build up your BP to expand your zones. And then
it's kind of sneaky how they made it so that like obscure Pokeballs became the rarest things in the game. You know, like it's really, really fun having those obscure Pokeballs that you can use to, you know, like, especially if you even think back on like trading Pokemon on GTS and stuff like that, where it's like starters always were just in a basic Pokeball. Rarely you might see an event one where it's got like the Cherish Ball, like the all solid red one, and it's like, okay, that was a giveaway at an event or whatever. But there was never any uniqueness, never just a Great Ball or an Ultra Ball on a, you know, Chikorita or something. Now it's like you can do whatever you want with it. That is, to me, it's a really cool concept. I know a lot of people don't care about the Pokeballs, but you know, if you catch thousands and thousands of them over the years like we have, little things like that really do stand out to make something unique.
I always thought it would be fun if they brought back like the stickers that you could do in, I think it was Gen 4. You put stickers on your Pokeball to customize them a little bit and have like little special effects when the Pokemon pop out. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
That would be pretty sick. Oh, and the one last Pokemon, Volcanion. Like, I feel like Volcanion is so lost in the shuffle. Like, I just hope that they do something to make it seem relevant, because it was a mythical and it barely got any traction. I feel like it's one of those that people just kind of forget exists, and they shouldn't, because it's kind of a fun one.
But it's a great gen. Gorgeist. I love Gorgeist.
Mm-hmm. And Phantump.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I once took down a Eternus with a Gorgeist. Mm-hmm. I was battling a friend of mine, And I got a lot of paralysis luck and span pain split over and over again.
That's really funny.
You're a bad person.
But yeah, anything else about this Pokemon Presents that we need to address?
No, I think that kind of covers it. I know that we were going to talk a little bit about Concierge, and I think that they announced somewhere in there that they were making new episodes or that there was going to be in further seasons.
I don't remember if they said anything at the Presents, but they definitely announced a little bit previous to the Presents that they were doing more episodes. They were in production for Concierge, which is cool. It's a cool show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no... aside from the trading card game, no new release for Pokemon this year, it seems. I think there was some speculation that they might do like more DLC for Scarlet Violet, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're done with that game.
Yeah. You say that, but there could be a sequel to Conquest. They might just sneak that out there. You never know. Maybe a pinball. Pokemon pinball.
It's kind of funny, the sort of... not really nostalgia, but intrigue that I hear every once in a while, like on different podcasts and stuff about Pokemon Conquest. People seem like befuddled that the game as a concept exists. And, you know, I own it. I've played it back in the original DS. It's fine. It's not a great game. I think people are more intrigued by the mashup rather than, you know, the actual quality of the gameplay. So, you know, maybe it gets a sequel, maybe it gets a port at some point. Maybe that's what they do. Like, if they want to release a Pokemon game this year, is maybe they just start putting games onto the Nintendo Switch Online service, like the original Game Boy games, the GBA games.
That is some speculation I had heard. That is a very low effort and high engagement thing for them to do. Mm. It's just to put one of the older generations of the games, so people that don't want to spend... $200 on a copy of Soul Silver or whatever could just get it in the, you know, get it in the eShop or get it through one of their that they're already paying extra for to put it on one of their retro consoles and just sell it through Switch.
Well, no, I think it'd be interesting to have. It'd be good to have them on there. It'd be really fun when they put them on the 3DS Virtual Console. They sort of retrofit them to work with Pokemon Bank. So I wonder if they'd try to do some sort of integration with Home, or if they feel like they wouldn't need to bother. It'd be cool if they did, but I don't think it'd be totally necessary. Like, all of these Pokemon you can already get. So it'd just be cool to have the games available.
Yeah, I think the older generations of the games, like, I don't necessarily need to add any more of that stuff to my collections. I would be just as happy to kind of sit there and, for the sake of nostalgia, just play them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a very easy way for them to kind of keep a flow of Pokemon content as they await releasing the next one in 2025.
I think it'd be good for just like building some goodwill too. Like, hey, you know, here's something that people want. Mm-hmm. We have the ROM. Let's go ahead and figure out a way to make it work.
I mean, hey, guys, like, we have the ROM. We could give it to them.
oh, man, how wild would it be if they were just like, oh, yeah, and all of these ROM hacks, they're here too. Which, of course, would never happen. But I think that's all we got. Any other Pokemon topics you guys feel like we need to hash out here?
This is like our shortest one ever. I cannot believe that we're clocking in at 30 minutes here. There's not much happening.
There's not much going on right now. We're kind of in limbo.
We do have our Gen 3 run that we're going to talk about on the retro show coming up. I've made a little bit of progress in my run, but not too much since we last talked about it. But I'll have made a lot more progress by the time it comes up on the retro show. And then... I think at that point, like, maybe we start to revisit some of the Gen 6 DS titles. I think we talked about that a little bit before. Mm-hmm. The Kalos Pokemon and the Hoenn remakes. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm on board.
I would need an emulator for that one.
Ooh, are there... I wonder...
I don't know.
I don't, I don't, I mean, there's for sure 3DS emulators out there. I just don't know if...
What's a good one?
Yeah. And if any of them will still be out there by the time we go to try to find them.
We just blew the whistle on it.
Well, so there's a Switch emulator, and the name is escaping me, or Yuzu, I think it was. Hmm. But they got the cease and desist and actually just settled out of court with Nintendo for $2.4 million, which is of course a pittance to Nintendo, but now they're shut down. But they were like making an emulator for a current gen system and pretty much pointing people in the direction like, here's how you download ROMs for Switch games, which are games that people are currently trying to sell. And I think there is a difference between using an emulator for something like a GBA, a DS, a fucking Sega Saturn, what have you. These are not games that are widely available for purchase. Like, no one's going to be making a profit or hurting because we've downloaded a copy of Pokemon Emerald. They're not trying to sell it to us. There's no difference between, like, to a Nintendo Game Freak, the Pokemon company, there's no difference between us downloading a ROM for Pokemon Fire Red or giving some rando on the internet $50 for it. They see none of that money anyway. But like new games, if you go and like download a copy of Maid of the Dead, like, no, don't like steal that. Give the developer making that game some money for making the best game ever. So there's a sort of cascading effect now. Don't give me that look, Wes. Maid of the Dead is an amazing game.
I'm blanking what the game is, but you know.
Oh, it's that game we talked about like last month, the month before, with like the maids who turn into zombies.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. The bullet hell maid game.
Yep.
Oh gosh, why?
I wasn't planning on talking about any of this, but like there's this cascading effect that seems to be happening where other sites who are distributing emulators are kind of backing off and shutting down because they can feel the heat coming. And they're not even sites like for current gen systems. So, you know, hopefully there are some places that are still going to be out there that will be able to provide these emulators, because a lot of times there's no other ways to play these games in a way that makes sense.
So on that note.
Yeah. Next up is the mini show. And I got a ton of games to talk about. I've actually got like a whole... I'll send you guys the list of movies, because I watched a bunch of movies. And I'm not even going to talk about them all that much. I'm just going to give like 2-sentence reviews of like this this dozen or 20 movies that I've been watching.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to. I've only been playing like one game, and it literally started playing it today that we can talk about maybe.
No, wait, we're gonna do a deep dive on Unicorn Overlord, because
yeah, but I mean, I
have
watched
so much going on with that game.
I too have watched a ton of movies. If you want, I can go through, I think, my 35 ranked horror films of 2023. If you want,
we'll go rapid fire. we'll have a word limit. Got to do like 14 words.
Okay.
To pass judgment on these movies.
Sounds good to me.
But yeah, that's it. End of podcast.
So long.
See ya.